A house-to-house survey of New Orleans and surrounding areas documents the aftershocks that hurricane victims face as they struggle to recover from Katrina. The survey was conducted by the Henry J. Kaiser Family Foundation, and it included Orleans, Plaquemines, Jefferson, and St. Bernard Parish. The goal was to assess the lingering impact of the hurricane 2 years later and the continuing needs of the area's residents. Drew Altman is the president and CEO of the Kaiser Family Foundation. He joins us now from his office in Menlo Park. So glad you're with us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, it appears that one of the big findings in this survey is a big distinction in the way that blacks and whites view the recovery effort. What did you find there?
Well, you know, of course, we know that there are racial issues in New Orleans, but we were really surprised to see how sharp the racial divide was in the data. And this in a city where still more than half the population is black. So we found that African Americans are much more likely to feel that they were treated unfairly and are being treated unfairly in the recovery. And they're much more worried that bad things are going to happen to them, like the levees will break. And they feel that race relations, never great in New Orleans, are actually getting worse.
Now, were they affected more because they lived in the path of the rising waters or because they're still struggling to recover?
No, they absolutely were affected more because they were more likely, many of them, to live in the low-lying areas that were hit harder by the floods that followed Katrina. But they also today are much more likely to feel just that they're getting the short end of the stick. So, for example, 59% of African Americans tell us that their lives are disrupted today by Katrina. 29% of whites tell us that. So you just see these very, very big differences. And 55% of African Americans tell us, we feel we're being treated unfairly in the recovery process. 19% of whites say, well, we think that's the case.
Now, we outside of New Orleans have a general sense that residents who live there are still having a very tough time of it, but you actually looked at their personal, economic, psychological well-being. What specifically did you find there?
Well, really what you see in this survey is that after Katrina, rather than dissipate, the problems compound themselves almost like, interest rates compound themselves and spread into every aspect of people's lives. And then they begin to affect the city itself. So when we added it all up, we found that almost everyone in the city itself were affected in some significant way. And we're talking about people telling us that they lost their home or a loved one or a friend, or they're seeing their housing costs jump up in some significant way, or they're suffering financial losses, or they reported that they're drinking more, or that they're not able to get the health care that they need, or that their marriage fell apart. And we heard from people, too, that it isn't this one thing or that, but it's everything happening at once to me.
What about the commitment to the area, those who say they're going to stay and tough it out, and those who plan to leave?
That was one of the most surprising things in the survey, because we found an incredible sense of optimism, hope for the future. And when we asked people, do you plan to stay or do you plan to go? Only a modest number, 11% of the people we talked to, not an insignificant number, but still a modest number, said, I plan to go. So we found an incredible resilience among the people in New Orleans. And that was the good news in the survey, because that resilience, that strength, that hope for the future is the foundation to build on.
Drew Altman, thanks so much for talking to us.
You're welcome.
That was Drew Altman. He's the president and CEO of the Kaiser Family Foundation.